Romans chapter 5 verse 2 invites us to think about if we were personally invited into the throne room of heaven. So imagine standing outside the throne room of the King of Kings. The doors are massive, the glory inside is overwhelming, and you know your own record, you know your failures, you know your sin, and then suddenly the doors open and Jesus steps forward and he calls your name. And he announces that your debt has been paid, your guilt has been removed, and your record has been made clean through his sacrifice. And he personally escorts you into the presence of the Father. That's the picture that Paul paints whenever he writes, "We have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand." The gospel is not simply about avoiding hell. The gospel is about being welcomed into God's presence. You don't enter because you deserve it. We don't enter because we performed well enough. You enter because Jesus personally brings you there. So think about how often we live like spiritual outsiders. We carry shame. We feel unworthy. We assume God wants us to stay at a distance. But the gospel says otherwise. Christ has introduced us to the Father. The door has been opened. The invitation has been extended. We as believers have received it. And the one who opened that door promises that no one can shut it in our face. So walk boldly today, not because of who you are, but because of who Christ is. Are you living as someone welcomed into God's presence, or as someone still standing outside the door? Pray this prayer. Lord, help me live with gratitude for the access I have through Jesus Christ. And here's two peoples that you can pray for today as well. Pray for AJ, our Creative Access missionary in Asia. And also pray for the Sukuma Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.